I'd like to extend my warm welcome to all our guests this morning. Thank you for visiting. It's very enlivening for us to have an opportunity to share what we're doing here. What we have here is all due to the grace of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who came to the United States in 1965. And he established this movement. It's not exactly a religious movement. It's a way of life. And if one just takes a small part of it and adds it to their life becomes quite sublime, quite sweet. You'll see we have three altars here with numerous deities. But we only worship one God. Because God is so kind. He comes in many different forms. In many different ways in order to help the living entity understand who they are and where they want to go. And that's why we also study these books. These books are considered like a handbook. You know, when you get a new car, you get a handbook with a car that tells you all about it. I got a new car once. But I didn't read the handbook for a while, and then I discovered there were so many wonderful things in that car that if I'd read the handbook, I would have been able to use. So these handbooks are the scriptures, and they're very, very old. And our community, welcome to our community. Our community here is quite diverse. It's quite international. We have people from all parts of the world. We have people from Africa. We have devotees from Czechoslovakia, from Iran. We have devotees from India. We have devotees from South America, Mexico, North America, Europe. So it's a very international society. And it's actually a solution for the peace problem in the world today. Because once we understand our constitutional position, that we're not this material body, that we are eternal spirit soul, servant of God, then we find real happiness and real brotherhood with other people. So we'll go on to our reading our scriptures today. This is the Srimad Bhagavatam. And the verse is up here. It's in Sanskrit. And you're welcome to participate and follow along as much as you like. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Yata Ankena Pankamba Suraya Va Surakritam Puta Hatyam Tataivakam Na Yagnair Marstum Arhati Yatapakena Pankamba Surayava Surakritam Bhutpahatyam Tataivaikam Nayagnar Matum Arhati Yatapakena Pankamba Surayava Surakritam Putvahatyam Tataivakam Nayagnar Mastum Mahati Yata Pankena Pankamba Surayavat Surakritam Bhutvahatyam tataivakam Nagyagnar mastum adhati Yata
tha pang kai na pang kham ba suraya hasra kitam tatakam bu yata pakena pangamba suraya vasura kritam Vaishnavis, Tapakena Pankamba Suraya Vasurakritam Utahatyam Tapai Bhaktam. Pankamba Svayavasurakritam Bhutahatyam Tadaivakyam Nayaknayamachusarati Yata. As much as Pankena by the mud, Pankamba water mixed with mud, Suraya by wine, Va either, Surakritam impurity caused by the slight touch of wine, Bhutahatyam killing of animals, Tata like that, Eva certainly, Ekam one, Na, never. Yagnahai, by the prescribed sacrifices. Martum, to counteract. Harhati, is worthwhile. Srila Prabhupada's translation and purport. As it is not possible to filter muddy water through mud, or purify a wine-stained pot with wine, it is not possible to counteract the killings of men by sacrificing animals. Please repeat. As it is not possible to filter muddy water through mud, or purify a wine-stained pot with wine, it is not possible to counteract the killings of men by sacrificing animals. Purport. The Ashvamedha Yajnas, or Gomedha Yajnas, sacrifice in which a horse or a bull is sacrificed, were not, of course, for the purpose of killing the animals. Lord Chaitanya said that such animal sacrifice on the altar of Yajna were for rejuvenated. A new life was given to them. It was just to prove the efficiency of the hymns of the Vedas. By recitation of the hymns of the Vedas in the proper way, certain performer gets relief from the reactions of sins. But in the case of such sacrifices improperly done under inexpert management, surely one has to become responsible for the animal sacrifice. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there's no possibility of performing the yajnas perfectly for want of expert brahmanas who are able to conduct such yajnas. Maharaj Yudhisthira, therefore, gives a hint to performing sacrifice in the age of Kali. In the age of Kali, the only sacrifice recommended is the performance of the Harinam Yajna inaugurated by Lord Chaitanya, Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one should not indulge in animal killing and counteract it by performing the Harinam Yajna. Those who are devotees of the Lord never kill an animal for self-interest, and as the Lord ordered Arjuna, they do not refrain from performing the duty of a kshatriya. The whole purpose, therefore, is served when everything is done for the will of the Lord. This is possible only for the devotees. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports of the first canto of the 8th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti and Parikshit Saint. Narayanam Namaskritya Naivam Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvati Vyasam Tato Jaivam Udhirayat. Before reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Narayan, unto Naranarayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Vyasadeva, the author. Naishya Preshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamas Loke Bhaktir Bhavati Naisati. By regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. Om Agyanatam Randasya Agyanajana Salakaya Jaksun Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Shaitanya Manobistam Strapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Tadanti Swapadantikam E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagapate Upesa Gopika Kanta Radhakanta Namostute Machakapa Dhruvyascha Kripa Sindhu Bevacha Paditanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha Dapta Kanchana Gurange Radhe Vindavaneshre Vishavanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. We've come to the conclusion of this wonderful chapter, this famous chapter, the prayers of Queen Kunti. And at the end, we have Yudhisthira going through this difficult time. Because he's going through this difficult time because he has so much compassion and caring. There was just this huge war in which so many people were killed. A war between cousins, brothers. Yudhisthira was the rightful heir to the throne, and it was usurped by his cousin Duryodhana, and they had to go to war. And they went to the war on the encouragement of Krishna, God. But still, after the war, Yudhisthira is seeing the suffering of so many people who have lost loved ones and the difficulties that they're having to go through. Now, an ordinary king couldn't feel this kind of compassion, but because Yudhisthira was a great devotee, he had a great amount of compassion, and this is what is being demonstrated here. But in this particular verse, he's condemning the processes of purification. So you can't add mud into water to drink it. There's a chemical you can add into water. Alu, right? Is that the name of it? Or clean a wine-stained pot with wine. How will that work? When wine is so contaminating in its existence. And presently, our atmosphere is quite muddy all over the world. And so much mud is being added to it, and there's no real solutions. So what we're suggesting is that this God consciousness be added to the world to relieve it from the suffering, from this muddy atmosphere of confusion. We can see the effect in ourselves, and we can see the effect in others just from chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This mantra is not from any nation or country. It's not from any sect or religion. It's from the transcendental world. It's simply the names of God. And by chanting it, one's heart becomes purified and becomes lightened. Once, in one of God's incarnations as Ramachandra, he appeared as a king, and he had this land called Ayodhya. And in Ayodhya, everyone was so happy, because in Ayodhya, everyone was simply worshiping God. And even today, people desire to live in Ayodhya. It's a very popular place. But in Ayodhya, there was no meat eating, there was no intoxication, there was no gambling, and there was no illicit sex. Our nature is pure. But because we've come to this material world and we're associating with the material energy, we become confused and we start thinking that we're enjoyers or that we're controllers. But our real nature is to be eternal servitors of the Supreme Lord. Servitor sounds like such a lowly position, but actually, it's a very elevated and happy position. Otherwise, we're serving our senses. We're serving the tongue, the eyes, the ears, the nose. They want to go this way. They want to go that way. But when we turn all our senses to serving God, in whichever religion, whichever sect, there's happiness. There's extreme happiness. It's nothing compared to the material happiness. But these four regular principles, all sin comes from these things. Illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, intoxication. They're bad and they hurt people. Take, for example, illicit sex. Take the pornography situation today. I have some statistics here. 12% of the internet is dedicated to this. And what does the government do? They do nothing to stop it. They actually, because they're receiving quite a bit of money from it as well, but 90% of the children between 8 and 16 have seen pornography online. And 56% of the divorces in the world today are attributed to one partner being obsessively interested in internet porn. It's not helpful to society. And what does the government do to stop this? And same with intoxication. Intoxication is such a huge problem in the society today.
the government really doesn't do much. They have their war on drugs, but at the same time, they're in bed with the pharmaceutical companies. And the scientists, our intellectuals in our society, who we depend on to lead us, these scientists are making greater and greater drugs that are more and more addicting. And so we have practically whole towns that are addicted to these drugs. And the government had even made it easier for them to get access to these drugs by setting up dispensaries. Then when they saw there's a big problem, oh, we better not do this so much, pull it back. But then these poor people who are addicted, they have to turn to harder and more disgusting drugs like heroin, which then puts them in association with a low level of people, and their lives become so degraded so quickly. And meat eating. Why do we have to kill so many innocent animals? In such horrendous ways, we keep them till we kill them. They suffer horrifically, so much so society hides this. They hide it. They don't want people to see. Why? So the tongue can enjoy? What is the tongue? And then there's gambling. Again, gambling is so easy to access. I recently thought I was investing, and it turned out to be a scam. So I was, in effect, gambling. And in effect, I'm suffering from this. So you're not free from ignorance. If ignorance is not an excuse for the law, right? But we're killing every time we're walking down the street. There's little tiny bugs and ants walking on the road. We don't see them. We drink water, and there's microorganisms that we're killing. So we're killing all the time. It's not intentional violence. It's not unwilling or imperceptible, but it is there. So we have to be able to purify ourselves. This is what human life is about. Animals don't care about being purified, and they don't need to. They're in the animal form. This is their form. But humans have this higher intelligence, and they need to utilize this intelligence. So how do we get purified? So Lord Chaitanya says, Sheso Dharpanam Arjanam Bhava Mahadvagni Nirapanam. Glories to the Sri Krishna Sankirtan movement, which cleanses the heart of all the dust accumulated for years together and thus extinguishes the blazing fire of conditional life. So it not only cleanses the heart, but it takes away the desire to commit sinful activities. Because by being in this material world, we have attraction towards these sinful activities. It's like when you have a field of weeds, you burn the weeds. But when the rain comes again, those weeds sprout right back up. And that's how these weeds, these sins are in our heart. We're put in the right association. Those seeds will spring back up in our hearts. But how to get over those is to get a higher taste. This Sankirtan movement is the prime benediction for humanity at large because it is the life of all transcendental knowledge. It increases the ocean of transcendental bliss and enables us to fully taste the nectar for which we are always anxious. It's natural we want to be happy. It's natural that we want pleasure. But that pleasure is not to do with the senses or the material body. We can't become good by doing bad things. We can't clean a wine-stained pot with wine, and we can't drink water with mud. We can't just stop doing bad things unless there's a higher taste. Human life is meant for purification. Now I have an ear infection. I had to go to a doctor. I discovered I have some difficulty. I'm not feeling well. I had to go to somebody who knew how to take care of this. And so there was some tapasya. Tapasya is austerity. It's a sacrifice. I had to perform some sacrifice, and I had to pay the doctor. I had to listen to the doctor and follow his instructions and take his medicine. to get well. The first realization is that I'm not happy and I'm not well. That's the first step. Is how, okay, we're supposed to be happy, but I'm not happy. So how do we become happy? All my previous plans to be happy have led to unhappiness. So how? How? We have to accept an authority. Tadavidi pranipatena paripashena sevaya upadakshanti te jnanam jnanastattva darshanaha. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart knowledge unto you because they have seen the truth. We have to take up this spiritual life, this tapasya, in whichever way we can. And it has to be unnatural because God doesn't want our love in an artificial way. He wants it only truly from our heart with our devotion. And in that way, we become free from the cycle of birth, death, disease, and old age. It begins with a spiritual education of learning we're not this material body. The Bhagavad Gita, as it is, gives us this education in a very nice way. And I believe we're having a special sale on that book. Isn't that right, Bhrigupati? It's not about dogma. It's not about rituals or ceremonies. It's about changing one's consciousness, about becoming purified and seeing the truth and living in that truth. Being in touch with the Lord in our hearts. This is spiritual life. So we'd like to thank you very much for coming today. Are there any questions, comments, additions? I get the microphone.
So you've said several times that we're not the body. So how does one realize, as a Christian I was told I am the body. So how does one realize that one is not the body? What evidence is there?
There's many different ways in which one can realize this. If one looks at the process of the change of the body we have now is not the same body we had when we were a young child. And in it grows, the body changes. So we've had many different bodies just through this lifetime. So when we give up this body, it's not really an unnatural process that we take another body. And that body that we take is according to our consciousness and how we're thinking. So that's why we first need to start with purifying our consciousness. But the Bhagavad Gita gives nice explanations about not being the body. And we have regular Bhagavad Gita classes every evening at 7 o'clock that talk about how we're not this material body.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to stop here.
All right, Prabhu, thank you. So, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Thank you.